I'm looking at a headline from The Onion. Man watching football is pictured. The headline is, defense needs to be more physical, reports man slumped on couch for past 5 hours. Well, if you're a couch potato, new devices on the market will allow you to use even less physical effort. That's thanks to high-tech headgear that allows people to control objects with their minds. Amy Standen of KQED reports makers of these products say the idea is to train ourselves to become more focused.
Okay, so this is the MindWave Mobile.
Johnny Liu from the San Jose company NeuroSky is holding up an EEG headset. EEG is short for electroencephalogram, and it picks up patterns in the brain's electrical activity, like what happens during sleep or in an epileptic seizure, and some other things too.
How focused somebody is, how calm and relaxed somebody is.
In recent years, these headsets have gotten cheaper and easier to use. The MindWave Mobile costs about $100. And that opens up the possibility of connecting EEG headsets to consumer gadgets, like the one Liu brought with him today. It's a toy called the Orbit Brain-Controlled Helicopter, which pretty much describes it. It's about 8 inches wide with 3 small propellers. Liu straps on his headset and tries it out.
So I'm driving up my attention level past a certain point.
The more he concentrates, the higher the helicopter soars.
And that will allow the helicopter to...
And then crashes into my face.
I'm so sorry.
Next, I'm up. Liu tells me to focus on the helicopter.
As if you actually had these telekinetic powers.
Which I clearly don't.
It's not really working, is it? Okay.
All the way.
You can't get frustrated with the helicopter, because that's different from concentration. What works is to focus on just one thing, really concentrate on it. This amplifies what are called beta waves inside the brain, which are picked up by the EEG, which in turn flies the helicopter. In my case, for about 3 seconds. There's another EEG gadget that works better, at least on the radio.
The beat is quite fast because I'm quite sort of excited.
This is composer and inventor Richard Warp, and he designed a program called NeuroDisco. It also connects to an EEG headset, but instead of flying a helicopter, the NeuroDisco translates brain electrical patterns into music. At first, the beat is heavy, and the notes are kind of all over the place. But as Warp focuses his mind, the beat sort of recedes into the background. The notes are closer together, more shimmery. As with the helicopter, the idea here is to reach a deep meditative state. Warp says he's always been an anxious person. He wanted to feel more grounded, and that's part of what led him to work on this project.
I personally find it somewhat difficult to get into a very relaxed state. What I was interested in doing is to create an environment where people can really commune with their internal state.
Commune with an internal state. You hear that kind of thing a lot in this industry. And at this, even Richard Warp has to laugh. Because is more technology really the thing we need to help us relax?
You're doing the same thing as a meditator, a Buddhist monk might do. It's just that we in the West maybe need a device to do it.
And it's true. You can't just tell everyone to go meditate.
A lot of people don't have access to that, or they find it very difficult.
Adam Ghazali, a neuroscientist at University of California, San Francisco, says you can even imagine EEG games one day helping kids with attention problems learn to focus better.
They put on a mobile EEG cap that helps guide the game so that it's challenging those processes that need the most help.
Technology helped get us into this mess. Maybe technology can help get us out. For NPR News, I'm Amy Standen in San Francisco.
This is NPR News.